Okay, so my name is Sherry Colbert. I live in the Detroit suburbs in Michigan, and I'm an IT professional. And I had COVID starting in early March. So I actually started to have symptoms before the lockdown occurred in Michigan.
After a long fight with the virus, Colbert is completely recovered. Her doctors told her she's not contagious.
They've actually said that I'm probably one of the safest people to be around right now. But the stigma from other people is that I'm not, that I, since I had it, I'm actually more dangerous.
When she still had the virus, a friend told Colbert it was her own fault for catching it.
And that I must have been dirty, that I wasn't washing my hands, since they said, as long as you wash your hands, you won't get it. To have people turn around and say, you're at fault, this is your fault, it makes you almost not want to live.
That was months ago, but the fear and resentment have not gone away.
I was feeling better by Mother's Day, and I bought my mom a gift, and I went over to see her, and she wouldn't come near me. She told me to leave the gift in the garage so that they could wait for the virus to die off of it before they would see it, and it's still in her garage 2 months later. She doesn't want to touch it.
Her parents are terrified of her. They won't get near her, and that hurts.
And I've asked them, like, what are you afraid of? And they said, well, we don't know if it'll come back. There's not enough information. We don't know if you still have the virus. Maybe it's dormant.
Colbert is not the only COVID survivor who feels like an outcast. Here's Danielle Peterson from Minnesota.
People are very, very cautious around me. And it makes me feel like, I guess I know how people feel that have leprosy, as stupid as that sounds.
For example, when she tried to bring her dog to the vet, she explained that she is no longer contagious, although the disease has left her with a cough.
When I called, I had coughed because it's just a lingering symptom. She like put me on hold and came back, and they refused to see me and my dogs because I coughed. And I feel like I've just got this wall up where I used to be really kind to people, smile, and now I feel like it's wasted.
Anthropologist Monica Shock-Spanna says that the fear and mistrust these survivors encounter comes from an instinctive reaction that people have to infectious diseases.
You have an unfamiliar pathogen. It's something you can't see. And so you put into place a mental map of what is a safe person and an unsafe person, and what is a safe place or an unsafe place. It gives you a sense of order. It gives you a sense of control.
It's really easy when you're in the grocery store to wonder who's carrying the virus, who's not. But that's kind of a false distinction, Shock-Spanna says. The pandemic affects all of us.
And so I think in the case of being respectful to one another, we should all assume that we're all potentially infected. And so there's no shaming and blaming.
Even with all the right intentions, it's easy to send the wrong message when you're social distancing, to act like we're all suspicious of each other. Survivors of the disease can internalize all that fear.
If everyone around you says you're a danger, you start to feel like you're a danger.
Colbert says that feeling haunts her. She's going to therapy now, but she doesn't feel like she's in control of it yet.
I wake up almost every night from nightmares thinking that I've made the people around me die.
Colbert and other survivors say they just want to be treated normally, even if it's the new socially distant normal. I'm Ben Henry in San Antonio.